All right, welcome to another segment of the News Digest. This is me, Patrick Barnett, and with me, instead of Neil this time, I have Alex Kulafi.
Hey, Patrick.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Always good to hear. So, we're basically going to just cover the news again tonight. First up, we have some interesting stuff about Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Now, this was announced earlier in the week for 360, PS3, obviously. But there might be a Wii version coming. On the forum for the game, there was actually a Wii forum heading, but Activision didn't make any specific announcement for a Wii version of the game. So that might be a thing.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at this, I think. I think we could look at it as some guy was designing the forums, they got lazy, they didn't look at their instructions, and they made the Wii version. That's one option. The other is that they weren't supposed to say that they had a Wii version yet, and they put the forums up, which is what we all hope is actually the case, but I don't know if it actually is.
Yeah. I mean, Call of Duty has been on the Wii in the past, so it makes sense that it would just continue to be on the Wii, so.
Right.
Now, another interesting thing that came from a separate event was that there might be a Wii U version in the works. There was an interview with the game's developer, the Treyarch studio head, Mark Lemire, and he basically said that they have a long-running tradition of working on Nintendo platforms, but he couldn't say anything else. That basically hints maybe Wii U. It was in response to a question regarding Wii U.
Okay, so it's going to happen at some point. We just don't know if it's this.
It's another one of those situations where the developer, I think, can't say anything until after E3 because Nintendo basically has the Wii U information under lock and key.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting come E3. I'm sure we'll learn more about that, which basically is a trend nowadays with every single piece of news.
Were any of the Call of Duty games on the Wii, like, almost as good as the regular console versions?
I never picked any of them up. I always went the PS3 route, so I'm not quite the expert on their quality.
Fair enough.
Well, we have one last bit of Call of Duty news for you today, and that is that Nspace, who used to they developed the previous Call of Duty games on the DS. Like, I think they did five of them now. Five different Call of Duty games.
Really?
On the DS. Someone on Twitter asked Nspace if they were developing the DS counterpart for Black Ops 2, and they basically said, "We have no first-person shooters currently in development." So, it doesn't seem like they are developing the game.
Right, which, I mean, is that really that big of a deal? Like, if we don't have another handheld Call of Duty?
It's not really a huge deal to me. Maybe to some people that might have preferred the handheld. I don't know who those people are.
Because, like, but if you look at Nspace, I looked at their development history before this. The games they're working on are Heroes of Ruin, which seems very hit or miss. Like, either you're really into it or you don't care about it at all. And Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D.
Two games which I'm actually interested in.
Even the second one?
Yeah, slightly. I haven't played Roller Coaster Tycoon since the first one on the PC,
right.
So.
But I mean, like, it's not like Nintendo decided not to develop a Mario game or something. It's just, yeah.
This isn't a confirmation, though, that the game, like, it could be being developed by someone else. We just don't know. It's just Nspace has this long-running history of doing it, and it just might not be coming out from them.
Right.
All right, so next up, we have the Nintendo downloads for the week. They just came out today. We're recording this on a Thursday. And the first one is something that Alex has actually played. It is Birdmania 3D. Now, Alex reviewed it. It's on the eShop for $2. And Alex, what do you think about this?
Well, I gave it a 2.5. Let me tell you why. So the game is it's kind of a side scroller that just keeps pushing you forward, sort of like a runner game, except you're a bird who's flying. You can fly up or down.
Now are there levels?
No,
or is it just one?
It's just
like a high score rush mode.
It's basically,
and that's it?
You collect stars, you beat enemies, you avoid trees. And it just speeds up as you get a higher score. That's the game.
And that's the only mode in the game?
That's the only mode in the game. And here's the thing. If it was fun, if it was addictive, great, but it's neither of those. It's a repetitive mess. And the 3D, which is kind of like one of the draws to this game, sucks and is actually distracting to the experience, so it just makes it worse.
Now, for a $2 price tag, can you recommend it to anyone, or you just wouldn't say get it at all for $2?
Games that suck are not worth money, regardless of how cheap they are.
No, this is the cheapest, I think, 3D game on the eShop right now, so that's why it was kind of interesting to me, because I felt like I would just drop $2 on it and wouldn't be that big a deal if it was bad, but it sounds like it's pretty bad, according to you.
Well, the thing is, I thought they were going to come out of the gate strong, like, it's $2, it's in 3D, so they must have put work into it, and I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that there was a story mode in the game. And what the story mode is it has no gameplay in it, but it has a slideshow with poor grammar explaining the story in 6 sentences, or maybe 10, who cares, and the credits. That's the story mode, and then it just kicks you back to the main menu. So this game is not worth $2 if it just has a repetitive mess of a main mode and a story mode, which is downright insulting to even, like, use, I suppose is the case.
All right, so not recommended by Alex Kulafi.
In other words, it sucks ass.
Alright, so moving on, the next Nintendo download is for the DSiWare, DSi shop, I guess you can get it on eShop too. It is Amii Battle. Amii Battle, I don't even know how to say it right.
Well, that sounds right.
Yeah, it's available for $5. I guess this was an iOS game? I think it already came out on iOS. I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
That sounds right. We'll be having a review of this going up soonish. I guess I think it's Andy Gergen is working on it, I believe. And not much other than that. It's like a real-time strategy game where you're like fighting off an infection. You're just like microscopic organisms. I don't know how else to describe it. But our last Nintendo download is actually a Wii Virtual Console game, which is Super Hang-On, which is basically motorcycles racing. And it is for the Sega Genesis, 900 Wii points. Now, did you take a look at this at all, Alex?
I didn't even look it up. I mean,
It looked interesting to me because I played a lot of SNES racing games, and I was actually a fan of some of them, and this just reminded me of that style.
What does it play like?
I actually didn't watch a video of it. I was just gauging from the screenshots.
What's the screenshot look like?
It's like a motorcycle on a flat track, just driving forward.
So kind of like a tilty game or something?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Apparently, you can also use the Wii wheel for Super Hang-On. I'm not sure about that, but it'd be interesting if you could use the Wii wheel.
Kind of.
It's just like an added feature for a Wii Virtual Console game. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Alright, so moving on to a more interesting story, probably for some people, is Sakurai was discussing Kid Icarus controls. And basically, he's just discussed how using the stylus control is much faster than if the game would have included dual analog support using the Circle Pad Pro.
And he was also talking about how, like, he wanted to keep it fair for multiplayer, so he just made one control mode, and he also didn't do multiple because he wanted the team to focus on perfecting one, which I don't know if really paid off in the end.
I'm a fan of the control system. I think using dual analog would be too slow.
Really?
But that's just my personal opinion. Like, I really enjoy the way Kid Icarus plays.
He also offered the advice that if you are struggling with the controls, if you're getting the hand cramps, to relax a bit and let yourself sort of get into the rhythm of, like, the camera and how it works, which I guess is sort of in a way of saying you're doing it wrong and this is the way you should be doing it.
Yeah, ultimately they will stand by what they did, I feel, because obviously it's somewhat successful. It got decent reviews, and the only minor gripe is the controls, but I mean, he can comment on it all he likes, but I'm pretty sure he's going to stand by what he did himself.
Well, I mean, Nintendo won't really admit that they're wrong. I don't know if they've ever done it, but I could easily be wrong.
All right, so let's move on to our last story for the week, or, well, I guess it's not even the week, it's just 2 days. But Sega is bringing Wonder Boy and Monster Land and Monster World 4 over onto the Wii Virtual Console, both for 900 Wii points. And actually, this is the first time that Monster World 4 is going to be coming, is going to release outside of Japan.
Yeah.
Now, I've never really looked into these games. I didn't have any Sega systems back in the day. So it's just interesting that they're going to continue to support the Wii Virtual Console, because that's kind of dried up significantly.
The only thing I'm wondering is why they would at this point. Like, I wonder if it's as simple as we want to squeeze a few more dollars out of the Virtual Console, which is perfectly fine and perfectly fair, or if not necessarily they're in cahoots with Nintendo, but if Nintendo sort of prodded them a little bit to release some more games.
Yeah, they might have. Because I guess everyone remembers the drought. It was like from, what, August until January or February, I think. And then all of a sudden we're getting, I think we've had maybe 4 in the past 2 months.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm glad that they're continuing to bring stuff over to the service, but I mean, if the Wii Virtual Console is getting some games, I feel that at least the 3DS Virtual Console should also be getting some games, because it's been quite a while since we've gotten one.
The 3DS is already in a drought, and it's been like going for like a year.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It is.
So, I guess that basically wraps up this version of the News Digest. Thanks to Alex for joining me
tonight.
Since this is still relatively new, we're going to be doing this Tuesdays, Thursdays. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for a name, because I'm not sure if we're set in stone at News Digest, send them over to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. And I guess that basically does it. See you guys
Bye.
Next week.